Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Indeed, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, the Monster Cast Studios. That's coming Sunday. Let me get it. It's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense today from the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum Microphone. We've got a bunch of new equipment in here today, and I want to apologize to those of you who watch on the Facebook live stream. We're having some, let's just say I've got new equipment in here, because there's new equipment in here. We're not going to be able to get to the live stream today. So pick us up on the radio. This is the Car Arms Platinum Microphone. This is the GunBroker.com studios, and all of this is being brought to you today by X Insurance. How close are we to the election? Whoo, doggy, we are getting close. And I've got some good news for you. My longtime Washington, D.C. correspondent, political analyst, Neil McCabe, will be with me for the hour on Tuesday, Election Day. So that's not a program you want to miss, believe me. But today, my mom's favorite guest, one of my favorite people on earth, you know who he is, Dave Workman. Dave, how you doing out there in the Second Amendment Foundation offices, my brother?
Well, we're just plowing down toward the final laps.
Well, we are, huh?
Man. The lead between Joe Biden and Donald Trump keeps bouncing back and forth. I've been watching the Rasmussen Daily White House tracking poll, and Rasmussen was one of the outfits back in 2016 that was close, as you could call it, for the race between Trump and Clinton. And Biden and Trump are bouncing back and forth. Yesterday it was Trump 48, Biden 47. Today it's Biden 48, Trump 47. There are some polling data that shows Trump ahead in Florida by 3%. He's up a little bit, I guess, in Arizona. This is coming down to the wire, and all I can tell your listeners, get out there and vote.
Boy, with a capital V. Here's what you need to do. You need to vote as if your guns depend on it, because your guns depend on it. And I don't know how to make it any clearer than that, Dave. Polls.
Go ahead. We're going to be biting our tongues and teeth all the way through Tuesday. And frankly, because of the mail-in ballots, I don't know that we're going to know who the president is for several days. And you know, if I was Donald Trump, I'd be taking a lot of Valium, man, because it's going to be pretty rough.
I'll tell you what I think. I honestly believe that you're probably – and look, I've made these predictions before. I was right in 2016. My gut tells me the same thing and then some in this election. But I don't want anybody to be complacent. But at the same time, it's very difficult for me to believe that America wants to go down the road of Philadelphia, Minneapolis, Kenosha. I'm not buying it. I don't believe America wants to go down the road of lockdowns. I don't believe Michigan wants anything to do with what they've been through with their Governor Whitmer. I don't believe Pennsylvania wants anything to do with what's happening in Philadelphia. They all know that those are leftists. They're all associated with Biden leftists, every single one of those riots. And I just don't see it. I don't see Pennsylvania going backwards. I don't see the fracking issue working for Joe Biden. I see, and I'm hopeful that I'm right about this, but the one way to put all of this to bed, Dave, peacefully, is just an overwhelming Trump victory on Tuesday. And if he can pick up and stay in, as we've been talking about on this program with you listeners all week, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Ohio, Wisconsin, and flip Minnesota, flip Nevada, keep Arizona red, Florida stays red. It's a done deal. So I'm hopeful, but I don't want anybody getting complacent. I don't want anybody being apathetic about it. You have to get out and vote your butts off and vote your guns, Dave. Go ahead.
Well, I think you're right. And frankly, once again, I have to remind the gun owners out there who are faithful listeners of Mark Walters, you can't sit this one out.
No.
I repeat, you can't sit Alan Gottlieb and the NRA and a lot of other really good people out there have been carrying your water. Now it's time to pick up your own bucket and get in the race. This one is for all the marbles.
You know, I'm going to leave that one alone. I want to talk about Virginia for a minute with you. Virginia,
okay.
Very interesting, very interesting. Our dear friend Alan Gottlieb sent me some information on Virginia. You probably saw it as well. What I didn't like about it was it put Virginia in blue almost to the point where it's a write-off. Virginia's blue, move on. And here's why I don't like that. Because if we felt that way about Pennsylvania in 2016, we wouldn't be in the White House right now today. If we felt that way about Michigan or Wisconsin, we wouldn't have been in the White House. Hillary Clinton felt that way about Pennsylvania, Michigan, Ohio, and Wisconsin. Hence why Hillary Clinton is not in the White House. She didn't even bother going there, Dave. Now let me go back. Go ahead. Please, before I go to Virginia.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, it's been one of my biggest disappointments to see Republicans and maybe even some people in the gun rights movement to write off state after state. Ah, we'll never win in California. Ah, we can't pick up Oregon.
Right.
Washington, you forget it. Don't worry about Virginia because they're in the hands of the Democrats. What the hell is wrong with you people? I'm serious. What is wrong with you people to write off an entire state where you've got millions of gun owners out there depending upon you to come in there and help them out? What's wrong with you?
Yeah, let's take that to Virginia now. This is a fascinating dynamic in play in Virginia. I've made my position on Virginia public, known public for quite some time. I absolutely believe Virginia can be taken by a few points. Back about 6, 8, 10 months ago, Dave, when we were fighting the battle going on,
right,
Virginia Citizens Defense League, you know, gun owners were so woke, it was crazy. We were watching 99.9% of the counties declare themselves sanctuaries and Second Amendment sanctuaries and basically tell that governor three or four bad words I can't say on the radio, including his own home county of Rappahannock. We saw some incredible grassroots. And at that time, I said, you know what? This is what makes me believe Virginia can go red or will go red, maybe even by double digits. Now, by all accounts, that was an aggressive play. But there is nothing, if every single gun owner in Virginia who showed up at every one of those meetings and helped declare every one of those counties and municipalities a Second Amendment sanctuary, if every single one of you, and you're listening, show up at the polls, Virginia can be red in this election. There is no doubt in my mind, no doubt, but it's going to take every single gun owner in Virginia to step up, every single one of them, to outweigh what's going to happen in Fairfax County. And even Fairfax County, I'm not convinced. There are gun owners in Fairfax County. It requires every one of us. Dude, I believe Virginia can go red. I do.
Well, you know, I don't disagree with that. And I think talking about Virginia is very important. Because if you look what happened in Virginia 10 months ago, and you put that on a national scale, that's exactly what could happen in the United States if Joe Biden takes the White House, if the U.S. Senate flips to Democrats, putting Chuck Schumer in as the majority leader. You know, come on, you guys. You can't possibly be that complacent, that brain dead, to not realize what these people want to do. All you got to do, go online and read Biden's plan to end gun violence. That thing is the most draconian 3,500 words of gun control you could ever possibly want to read. And over the last several months, I've quoted some of that stuff in Liberty Park Press, in Ammo Land, over at Conservative Firing Line, in my weekly column at American Handgunner Online, in Guns Magazine. You know, you would have to have just dropped from the moon not to know what's going on. You do this every day, Mark. You talk to these people, you tell them, nobody can tell me that they don't realize there's an election coming up next Tuesday. I'm befuddled by people who say, well, I forgot to vote. Nobody's that stupid.
Well, you know, Dave, sadly, let me just go out. We've only got a couple seconds. I'll take it to the break with this. You know, you can't fix stupid, and unfortunately, there is stupid out there. There are people out there who are just going to just let this go. There are going to be people go, I'm not going to wait that line. I got other things to do today. No, you know what you have to do today? You have to wait in that line if that line takes you all day. Because that's your duty as an American citizen. And as a gun owner, you've never had a higher calling. Never. This is it. Back with Dave Workman after this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man. The American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
Hey guys, in a crisis, communication is critical to survival. Without power for your phone and other devices in an emergency, how do you alert emergency responders or call friends and relatives to tell them you're safe or call them to see if they're safe? These are the actual questions that many people had to answer after the destructive derecho storm swept through the Midwest. Derecho storm. And it doesn't take a derecho storm to get there. Snow, ice, wind, earthquakes, fires, everyday accidents. They can knock out power in an instant without any warning. That's why we shouldn't have been surprised when the Extreme Power Bank became our best seller over at Pulse TV for 2020. But even we were in shock to have sold over 15,000 in under 3 days. Our customers couldn't get enough. Good news, our Extreme Power Banks are now back in stock. But if these sell out again, it could be months before we get more in stock. If you're ready to take charge and look out for yourself and your family, visit PulseTV.com/armed. That's PulseTV.com/ARMED. You'll be glad you did.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show. Indeed, you're damn right. It's being brought to you by GunBroker.com. Let me tell you something. If you can't find it, GunBroker has it. I mean, I don't know how to make that any clearer. And many of you are figuring that out by the many, many thousands. And I thank you for that. GunBroker.com has over 1.5 million auctions going on every single day. And it's you don't have to get in an auction if you don't want to. If you want to try to keep the price down, you can certainly try to do that in an auction and have a great time doing it. I've done it myself many, many, many times. I've won some I've walked away from. Doesn't cost you a dime. It also never costs you a dime to join GunBroker. It's free. All you have to do is sign up. It's that simple. I can only tell you that you're probably going to find something on GunBroker that you're going to want to buy, but that's a whole different story. It is 100% free to join GunBroker. I get addicted to pouring through those pages every single day, looking at everything that I want and can't have right this minute, but it gives me incentive to work for it. You know what I'm saying? And this, of course, is the GunBroker.com studios. I'm on the Car Arms Platinum microphone with you, as I am every single day, and all of this is being brought to you by X Insurance. More coming up on that later. Let's go back to Dave Workman. Dave, Virginia, you nailed it when you said that this was the model for the rest of the country. And when, as we're getting this close to the election now, it's time to bring out the sledgehammer and it's time to start letting people know exactly what's at stake. Now, veteran listeners of this program have heard you on this program for years. They've listened to me every day, 6 days a week. They get it. But we have new listeners coming in and out all the time. And I want to make it very clear for you new listeners, if you're not familiar with what happened in Virginia, case in point, Democrats took control for the first time in a quarter century, didn't fix roads, didn't fix bridges, didn't care about schools, didn't do anything about fixing the shoreline and shoring up the beaches down in Virginia Beach and Sand Bridge and all that stuff down there. Didn't do any of that. But they crammed 12 gun control bills right down your throat. And they cheered, and they made jokes about it, and they laughed about it, and they screwed every single law-abiding citizen in that state, and not one crime will be stopped because of it. Not one. Not one. And they got more coming. 8 of the bills have already been signed. They've got more coming in the next election cycle in Virginia. And that's exactly what will happen on the national level. And if you don't step up to the plate, you're complicit, and you are no friend of mine. Dave, take it from there, because Angry Mark is peeking out the box. I got to calm down.
You better take a Valium, Mark.
It's hard, brother. It really is.
But you know what you say is dead bang accurate, and I was pretty fired up in the last segment too. And the reason for that is because, you know, frankly, you and I lived through that. We warned people what would happen, and when Virginia voters, less than 40% of them, turned out in November of 2019, they have off-year elections for their legislature. We got the results. As you say, the Democrats took control for the first time in a generation. They ran on a platform of gun control. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, did I pronounce that right? I don't know. They are running.
I hope you didn't.
They are running on a gun control platform. And all you got to do is look at Virginia and just put that on steroids, because Joe Biden has never been a friend of the Second Amendment, ever. And Chuck Schumer has never been a friend of any gun owner that I know. He is a perennial gun prohibitionist. And those two guys together, if the Senate is flipped, and you people in the states where there are Senate seats up for election next Tuesday, you better get in the game, because you've got to protect the Second Amendment. I can't be any more serious or blunt than this. Your Second Amendment rights are definitely on the line. Forget about the fact that Justice Amy Coney Barrett has joined the U.S. Supreme Court, and for the first time in my memory, we've got a solid majority of pro-gun justices. We've got to make sure, as voters, that we maintain what we have. You can't let somebody else do your voting for you. We've been down this road before, and I've repeated stories where I would be, say, at a gun show, and people would walk up to me, and they would say, "Oh, I didn't vote. I want my name on a list. If you don't vote, your name is going to be on my list, and I will find you."
You bring up so many good points right there, because it is literally do or die. The scenario that Dave is describing, listeners, is nothing short of nightmarish. Let me explain what I mean by that. There's going to be some redundancy here for those of you who listen every day, and that's fine. We all need the reminder every day. The Biden plan to end our gun violence epidemic. It's hard to get past the headline because there is no gun violence epidemic. What there is a crime epidemic of tremendous proportion in Democrat-run cities. That's what the headline should say. The Biden plan to end Democrat-controlled city gun violence and gang plague. That's what it should say, but it doesn't. So let's just go with what it says. Number one, hold gun manufacturers accountable. Well, we could easily say hold automobile manufacturers accountable. But you see, what he's trying to do, what that sentence means, is he wants to be able to sue every gun manufacturer in America out of business for the criminal misuse of their product. Imagine that. Again, we use this, you know, we've beat this dead horse, Dave, for years, but we cannot overstate it. We would never, ever, ever put GM or Ford out of business or Dodge out of business for the actions of a drunk driver or a criminal using their automobile to ram into the side of a gun store because they stole it. It's almost laughable to consider, but that's exactly what they're talking about. When they say hold gun manufacturers accountable, that's what they mean. The second is get weapons of war off our street. Dave, do you want to take that one, weapons of war? I've never seen any weapons of war on our street.
No, I'd be delighted to. These people are misidentifying, and it's deliberate. They are misrepresenting what a modern semi-automatic sporting rifle is. It's not a weapon of war. The U.S. military doesn't use them. The U.S. military has never used them. They're a civilian version, a semi-automatic version of the old AR and M16. They may look alike, but you know what? You get five guys that look kind of like each other in a lineup and pick the wrong guy and say, "Yeah, he's the one who robbed the bank the other day. What have you just done?" Well, this is the same kind of deal that we're talking about with the semi-automatic modern sporting rifles. The anti-gun crowd has deliberately misidentified these as weapons of war. And the problem is, my colleagues in the media, and I am a working journalist, my colleagues in the media have sucked that down like a gallon of Kool-Aid. I could say something else, but Kool-Aid's fine.
Be careful. Be careful.
Yeah, well, it is a family program.
That was a perfect time for that break, Dave worked. This is the fastest hour in radio, ladies and gentlemen, I can promise you. But, Angry Mark was poking out the door. That my head was peeking out the door there for a second. When we come back, I'm going to go through the confiscatory Biden plan right after this. Wow.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, "We don't need that kind of gun," remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and together we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Oh, indeed, indeed, indeed. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. We are rounding the curve, aren't we? Coming around third. We're getting ready to slide into home. I got a big program lined up for you coming up on Sunday. I have reached out to some heavy hitters. We're working on it. That's going to be a last-minute deal. I can promise you, though, that we will have Mr. Alan Gottlieb, who was just at the rally in Goodyear, Arizona, in the VIP. Of course, would he be anywhere else? Section. And by the way, he sent me video. He was in the crowd behind Trump on the other side. He was not on camera. He was just to the, if you're facing Trump's microphone, he was just to the left of those people. And I'm surprised that that blonde girl going crazy back behind Trump hasn't gone viral yet. Maybe she has and I haven't searched it. But he was right over there and he sent me a panoramic video of the size of that crowd yesterday. Was unbelievable. Thousands and thousands of people that went to the right and to the left as far as your eye could see. It was a sea of people. It really was truly incredible. So we've got a lot coming up for you. We got Sheriff Richard Mack, the constitutional peace officers. He will be here. Neil McCabe will be with me all for the hour on Tuesday on Election Day. And Neil will be with us for probably multiple hours on Sunday throughout the evening as we round third and get ready to slide into home. And we're going to know more. You know, we're going to look, you already know what your gut feels. You know what my gut feels. But we're going to continue to drive this home with you. We're going to be talking about this right up through Tuesday as I close out this show. I'll give you my final prediction. So all of this, by the way, is being presented to you by X Insurance. Let's go back to Dave Workman. I'm excited, Dave. Got a lot going on. But before we go into that in the next segment, did you want an exclamation point anything from the previous segment before we got cut off? I started laughing there because I was getting ready to, go where I didn't want to go.
Well, listen, I think, you know, we can talk about guns all you want to, but here's one thing. A lot of people vote with their wallets, and the report just came out for the third quarter. GDP, 31%. I mean, this is a record growth, and even with the coronavirus pandemic panic, which is what I call it, we're up at a record level GDP, and that's under Donald Trump. You know, this guy Obama, whoever he used to be, he has been running around the country in the last several days taking credit for the economy that we've seen under Donald Trump. And, you know, I'm astonished by that, that he would try to take credit for that. All of this stuff has happened under the Trump administration. Jobs have come back into the United States. Manufacturing jobs especially came back. There was low unemployment, even in the minority community, record low unemployment. Right. And then this bloody rotten virus hit. And I don't want to underplay how important this virus has been and how it has made so many people sick. But most people have recovered from that, including that guy Trump. Everybody knows who that guy Trump is. He was diagnosed with it. He spent a couple of days in the hospital. Now he's back on the campaign trail looking just as fit as he was, you know, 3 years ago.
It is remarkable. The stamina that he has is just...
It is.
Is remarkable. I don't think I could keep up with him. I know people who have worked around him who said it's unbelievable. And all you have to do is see him crisscrossing the country, Dave.
Yeah, exactly. He may not be everybody's cup of tea. He may not have been your first choice in 2016. People, they may not like his tweets. They may not like his rambling speeches that he gives, they may not like this, or they may not like that. But we didn't hire him to be our best friend. We hired that guy to do a job, and he's been doing it. He made a promise in 2016 on the campaign trail to bring balance and parity back to the federal court system. He has done that. He has done that. And based on just that alone and the economy, the way it seems to be roaring back, you know, the choice to me as a citizen, forget the fact that I write for a living, the choice to me as a citizen, there ain't no choice at all. You got a choice between a guy who came in as an outsider and he's been driving them nuts inside the Beltway for more than 3 years, or you got a guy who's been around there for 47 years, and the only thing he seems to have accomplished is that he co-sponsored gun control bills. Now, you know,
you're right. You're talking about the crime bill in 94. Yeah, you know, Dave is, listener, is exactly right. 100% spot on with this. But it's the questions are so basic. I you have to wonder who can't see past this. Forget those idiot, fathead, meathead, Holly weirdo, goofball losers like Rob Reiner, you know, meathead from All in the Family, a show that was, you know, dead in the 1970s. Hilarious at the time. Still funny if you watch it. But, you know, like the 70s are calling, Rob, and they want you back. Meathead, here's the deal. The fact that nobody knows who these people are, and some of us do over a certain age, if these people were not being given a voice, you'd never hear their voices. The problem that we have is we have a very small vocal minority that because of an in-the-tank propaganda wing for the Democrat Party known as the mainstream, lamestream, legacy media is giving them that voice and propping them up is the problem because it elevates their voice. And those of us like Dave, like myself, like Alan in the trenches, like you as a gun owner in the trenches with us on these shows every single day for years, you understand that and you're smart enough to figure it out. But there's a lot of people out there who aren't. That's why it's important that you have to educate them. I mean, this is the home stretch. Do whatever you have to do to fix whoever you have to fix that you believe is fixable. And those that are not fixable, walk away. Go somewhere else. Don't waste your time with them. Go somewhere else and fix someone else. Now, Dave, I want to go to Biden's gun violence epidemic gig. Keeping in mind, let me exclamation point that statement with Biden's been there for 47 years and hasn't done crap except stand up there like Hillary Clinton did. I'm going to do this, and when I'm president, I'm going to. It's all a bunch of hogwash BS. And we all know it. And Donald Trump called him out in the final debate. I have more faith in Americans than what we see on the fake news. But I want to go now to number three. How do you get weapons of war off the streets? Dave, I'll go to you one step at a time. His first step, bullet point, is ban the manufacture and sale of assault weapons and high-capacity magazines domestically, and then through executive fiat, ban the importation. That's step number one, Dave. Go ahead and comment on that, if you would.
Well, he can actually do that. But do you want him to do that? Do you want him anywhere near the White House where he can do that? I don't think so. There are an estimated 15 to 17 million people in this country right now who would be affected by that kind of unilateral gun ban. And he would criminalize your property. There would be a buyback program. Now, how can the government buy something back that it never owned in the first place? Those firearms are your property. I don't own one. I've never owned one, but my son does. And nobody is going to turn my son into a criminal. You got that? Nobody's going to do that.
And you know what that was? That was Dave telling you something. That was Dave saying, that's not going to happen. Let me say something similar. No one will force me to live under socialism. I will not. I am not a socialist. I will not live under socialist rule. I will not abide by socialist rules. I will not listen to socialist dictators. I will not listen to any of their edicts, and I will not follow their laws. I will not comply, period. You see, we have a problem in this country, a major problem that isn't going away anytime soon. We're getting ready to take a break. Dave, fastest hour on radio. When we come back, we've got one more segment with Dave Workman. But the point that I'm making here is when this election is over, the 42% who voted for Biden and lost, even if it's 51 and we, as Dave knows, and the Electoral College, which is likely to happen again, by the way, it doesn't matter. Whoever puts the winner in the White House and the losers are not going to hold hands and sing Kumbaya the following day. It isn't going to happen. Those days in this country are over. How do we fix that? I don't have a clue. But I will tell you this, we'd better find a way to fix it, or we got bigger problems than we have right now. When we come back, we're going to wrap up the hour with Dave Workman, American Handgunner, and lots of other places. Not enough time here in the break to tell you. Dave Workman, Google him. We'll be right back with him right after this. Don't go away.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the Venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR Biggest Finest Revolvers and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right. The Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 4-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses
classes are all taken. Secure your free 4-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show. Indeed. Fastest hour in all of radio. There is no question in my mind. That's because the show is fun. And the topics are things you don't hear talked about every day on regular pundit radio. I am Mark Walters. Of course, I am filling your prescription for freedom here in the GunBroker.com Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. And I'm sorry you couldn't watch me on the live stream today because I do have a brand new platinum. Yeah, the new microphone came in today. And it's a little bit brighter and it's a little bit hotter and it's very, very nice looking. And it's very shiny. So you'll see that tomorrow. So I appreciate you sharing and liking those posts. I apologize that we couldn't get the live stream up for you today. But new equipment, that happens sometimes as we continue to grow. All of this, by the way, is being presented to you by xinsurance.com. Don't forget the rest of our sponsors. You can visit armedamericanradio.org and see the entire list. The segment being brought in by Defender Coffee, it's such a no-brainer. You can drink coffee and support the Second Amendment. It's a facepalm, okay? And I give my profits to the Second Amendment Foundation. I don't have to dig any deeper into my pockets. It just comes right out of with the coffee that I'm drinking. Same thing with MyPillow code. MyPillow, the promo code for both is AAR. Save 15% on Defender Coffee. And by the way, if you haven't, and I'm getting emails, I saw a bunch of them today, those of you that are looking into X Insurance. I meant what I said yesterday. The days of the third-party memberships for coverage when you're talking about something so vital, I believe, are on their last legs. You have a superior product, AM best rated, A carrier, that can write a policy directly for you. Why would you do any different? You would never, ever, ever, ever cover any of the other important things in your life, your house, your cars, your life, your health, your toys, your boats, your ATVs. You would never, ever, ever do that for any of those other things. Why would you do it for the one thing that might keep you out of prison? Okay? Don't. There's a better option out there for you. Get what you pay for and know it's going to be there. X Insurance. Visit xinsurance.com. Again, more and more and more will be coming out as we continue to grow together on Armed American Radio. Let's go back to Dave Workman. Dave, welcome back. This final segment, as much as I hate to say this, is probably going to be the last time I talk with you on air before we know who the next president is, Dave. I mean, think about that.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that for the last few minutes.
It's strange,
actually kind of scary, but you know, I have great hope for the United States. I really do. And I have a message to all of you people in Hollywood that are once again threatening to leave the country if Donald Trump gets reelected. Stop by my house first, because I have roadmaps to Blaine, Washington, where you can get your ass out.
Please do let the door hit you, by the way.
Favor. You know, I'll hand them out. Just keep driving north, and you know, we'll see you. I think that we have a marvelous country. We've got the worst form of government, except for all the others.
Right. Wow, it's such a
millions
great
of
point.
People sneak into this country. That tells you everything you really need to know. We've got representative government here. Sometimes they don't represent us very well, but it sure beats what they have in Venezuela. We have jobs for people who want to work. We have an education system that may have some problems, but at least you can send your children to school where they can learn to read and write and become hopefully better people than their parents are. I hope my kids have grown up to be better people than I am. And, you know, we all hold that hope out. This is the United States. It's not a police state. Let's keep it the United States and make darn sure it doesn't turn into a police state.
Boy, I tell you, it's I love that this we have the worst form of government, except for all the others. Prophetic words, because basically what we just heard was government sucks, but we have the best form of sucky government that there is. And that's where you want to be. OK, free people need government for various aspects of our lives. We have to have government. That's why governments are formed. It's been that way since ancient times. And we have the best that's available to us. And it's always a work in progress. You know why, Dave? Because this government, this form of government, is an idea.
Yeah.
It is an idea. America is an idea, unlike other countries. This is an idea. And I have to believe, as we close out today's show in the next 2 to 3 minutes, Dave, that Donald Trump's message of patriotism and law and order, but the days of teaching our children about patriotic Americans who gave us this nation and gave us this Constitution, the immortal words in the Constitution that recognized our God-given rights as that God-given rights that predate the Constitution in the form of our Bill of Rights, certain unalienable rights. I have to believe that that message of patriotism will absolutely soundlessly defeat the dark winter that Joe Biden talks about, the, you know, socially distant lockdowns around the world where, you know, Joe Biden's, you know, he can't bring anybody to a rally, so he puts them in automobiles and says he's doing the social. I don't want to live like that. And I don't think most Americans do either. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, I tell you, I think that we have an opportunity here to prove once again that America works best when everybody takes part, when everybody pulls their weight. That's how it's been since the founding. That's how it's been since even before the founding.
Yeah.
You know, you're right. America, the United States is an idea. The Constitution is a legal document that binds us and helps that idea go along. We have an opportunity to either protect what we have or surrender America to the mob. And we've seen what the mob will do over the last 7 months.
Boy,
and, you know, you can peacefully protest all you want to. That's protected by the First Amendment. But that First Amendment doesn't cover throwing bricks at people or breaking in and stealing whatever you can out of a store. That's not a peaceful protest. So all I can, I guess, to say at the very end of this, and I'm sorry that Mark and I can't go on for a couple of more hours.
Oh, my gosh, we could. We easily could.
It's you have a job to do, each and every one of you. And that job is to go and vote. Vote your conscience. You don't have to be a patriot to vote. You just got to be a citizen to vote. And remember this, too. You're not voting just for you. You're voting for your kids and maybe your grandkids.
Yeah.
And you're voting for the little kid that lives down the street. Mm-hmm. You're doing this for them because what you've had as a citizen can go on, but it can only go on if you get up off your butt, pull your weight, and make damn sure that the mob doesn't take over come next Tuesday. And with that, I turn it back to Mark.
And I leave it with the music. There you go. I'm going to leave Dave's words as the final words. And I'll tell you to visit Dave at American Handgunner. I'll tell you to visit him. Please ask you to visit him at the firing line, at the conservativefiringline.com, conservativefiringline.com. I would ask that you visit him over at Liberty Park Press, at thegunmag.com. You see where you can get all of these things about Dave Workman? It translates to the written word very well, because he's the real deal, Dave Workman. Thank you for being here. Prophetic words to leave us from Dave as we round the bend and go into the election in just a few days. Going to be an interesting weekend, isn't it? Yeah, well, I've got a big show lined up for you tomorrow again, and Sunday, and Monday, and Tuesday. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you on the radio.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.